Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Kretot Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Bet. About to take a look at the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Chet. In this, the sixth Perek, this will be our last podcast for Masachet Kretot. When we next meet, we will begin Masachet Mi'ilah. But in the meantime, let's get to the business at hand. Mevi'in mehekdesh kisba si'ira, or mehekdesh si'ira kisba, meaning if you dedicated money to buy a female lamb for a chatat, you can bring a female goat, and vice versa. Mehekdesh kisba u'si'ira torin uvneona, or for money that was set aside for the lamb or goat, you could bring the birds. Mehekdesh torin uvneona, asivitai fire, you could use the money that was set aside for the birds in case you then got even poor. You could bring the mincha. Ketzad. Let's see how it works. Kifrish the kispa ulisira. If you set aside money for the animal, he ani yavi of, and then you became poor, you can then bring a bird. This is, of course, only in korban olavi ored. He ani yavi asivitai fa. If you got even poor, you could then bring an asivitai fa of mincha, which, as we said earlier, is 1/16th or 1/32nd. Down each time. He freestyles Sirtaifah Hashir of the Of Hashir of Ikisba Usira, and it works also in the opposite direction, which means that if you got wealthier, then you can move up. Minhanimili, how do we know that, that you can go down from animal to bird to Mincha, or go up from Mincha, etc.? Minhanimili, Mechatato, and Alchatato. Alchatato is mentioned only in the case of the Mincha. Matam and Lomar, why does it say it that way? Menatam Meshrim Vin Mekdesh Kispa Sira Mekdesh Sira Kispa Mekdesh Kispa Sira Tomineona Mekdesh Tomineona Sivi Taifa. How do we know all the rules of our Mishnah? Ketzad, he frees the Kispa Sira Vyani, Yavi Of, Yani Avi Asri Taifa, Shazi Taifa Vashir, Yavi Of, Ashir Yavi Kispa Sira, that's exactly our Mishnah. He frees the Kispa Sira Vini Stavu. Let's say, add a twist, you designated a lamb or a goat, and they became balimum. Ratzai avibid mei anof. You could redeem them and use it for a bird. Hifrish ofen istaev. Let's say that you set aside a bird and became unfit because it lost a limb. Remember, mumim don't play a role in birds. Lo avibid amal asiri teifa. You cannot use its money for asiri teifa. She'en la'of pinyon. You can't redeem birds. Lachei nemar mechatato and alchatato. Let's see how this works. Mechatato gabe kispa usira. Yitzach l'michtav gabe of. You need mechatato in each case of those. De'ichtiv kwa gabe hektish kispa usira. If it said mechatato in the case of the animals and mammals, havena yifrish kispa ki me'ani mehalein ma'ot nechalinun al of tenaiti of. I would think if you designated a lamb and then you became poor, then you'd take the same money, redeem it on a bird, and bring a bird. Kispa va'of tavai mene domininu, because they're both sort of alike, they both have blood. Sirita ifad la mene domininu, but I didn't think that I could then redeem one of them and go down to a mincha, because there's no blood involved. Eloktiv kra mechatato gabayof. So of also needs mechatato, meaning from this chatat you could move down. Havena kimafish ma'ot lekino miyani lomaiti siritaifa to lamine domininu. Who? It's restating it. Lomaiti asiritaifa min beite. You would have to bring a mincha from your own funds at home. Vahalein ma'ot to afrishi plun dava. And the money you set aside are nadava, which would kind of not be a good deal if you had become poor. Ha'achi araktiv kwa mechatato gabeof. That's why it says mechatato again in the context of the bird. Lameimra chatato gabi the mehekdesh to of lamaiti asiritaifa. Mechatato, meaning from the chatat of the oaf, you could bring the asiritaifa. Hachi ke'amar, and this is how we should read it. Kimafrish asiritaifa, the mighty hashir, and now flip it. If you set aside money for the mincha, and then before you brought it, you became wealthier. Nosif aleon, add to that money the mighty oaf. Hashir, nosif aleon, mighty kispa usiran. Same thing, if you set aside money for a bird, and then you got richer, you add to that and bring the mammal. My tam aktiv al chatato gabe asiritaifa. Why does asiritaifa, the mincha, is the only one that mentions al chatato instead of me chatato? Diktiv al chatato gabe of, because if it said it in the context of an of, amenakim afish ma'ot lekino v'ashir, hu demosif aleinu maiti kispa usira. It might only be in the case of a bird. If you set aside two birds and then got wealthier, you add on to it and bring the mammals. A mammal, because again, they're both blood. But if you set aside money for mincha and then got wealthier, If you didn't get too rich, then you could bring a bird. If you got richer, you could bring a mammal. Again, the money you set aside for the mincha goes to nedava. And because I can't use that money for those, because again, the great dividing line is blood. So that's why it says specifically in the case of the wealthy and the middle ground, mechatato, v'gabe dalei dalut, and the poorest one, the mincha, it says al chatato. The midrash kan amrinan. To do the midrash, as we said. Okay, Amar Balazo, Amar Shaya, Metam Mikdash Ashir. Metam Mikdash is one of the Olav Yoreds, who was Ashir. Shifrish Kain. He was cheap, and he set aside birds. Lekif Sato, Veheani, and then became poor. That Cain was rejected because when he set it aside, it wasn't fit for him. And now it can't be used. Even though now he's poor. You can infer three things from here. And it sounds like the inferences that we had from Yochanan's famous halacha about the Behemat Shutfin. First of all, you see that you could be Nidche while alive because the bird is Nidche. Rusha Domin Nidche. That there's dichui in kedushat damim, and dichui mikar havi dichui, that you could be nidche without ever having been near it, because that bird from the minute it was muktash was not fit. Meiti vavuk vabachama mafrish nekeval pischol karam pesach. If somebody sets aside in the keva for korban pesach before pesach, tirat shistayut vetimachem yavi b'derei pesach, you let it graze and get a mum, and then you use the money to buy a proper pesach, which is male. Yalda Zachar, if she gave birth to a boy, then year out she's ta'ev, let it graze, also get a mumichemi, demav pesach, which means you can't bring that boy as a pesach. Shimon Omer, who that's why you call pesach, he disagrees, says, bring that boy as a pesach. So Shmamina, what do you say from Rabbi Shimon? Ba'alei chayim einam nidachim, which means that the keva, who was set aside for the pesach, was not totally rejected, because otherwise her young couldn't be brought. You're right. What we're saying is according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon says there is no dichui while you're alive, and therefore this animal wasn't fully rejected, and its young could be brought. And critically, he also holds hagrala inam me'akevet. All right, because remember, the whole issue of balei chayim nidachim starts with the two goats on Yom Kippur. What happens when one dies before the process is finished? Titanya meit achad mehen mevi chaviro shelo b'hagrala to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, and this is something we haven't seen since Yoma, but if one of the two dies, you simply bring a replacement, don't do a hagrala at all, and that replacement takes its place. You don't have to bring another pair, do a hagrala, and then the machloket Rav Rabbi Yochanan, which one of the still alive ones is going to be out. So, amakasar v'lechaim en endochim, hagrala n'makevet. So you say that v'lechaim en endochim, which means if you had pair 1A and B, and 1A died, so you don't need to say 1B is rejected, and now you need a 2A and 2B. You bring a 2A. 2A and 1B are good, and 1A never got rejected. 1B never got rejected because it was alive. Hagrala and makevet is a side thing. You don't need to do the goral in order for the animal to be in. Okay, I'm Rav Chista. Eina kinimit pashot ela obli kichat palim oba siyat kohen. The only time that a cane, meaning the nest that you bring with two birds, can be defined as which bird is the chatat and which is the ola is either at the very beginning when the owners buy it or at the very end when the kohen takes them and performs them differently. As we saw in Menachot, the details of the chatat and the ola are done differently. Moshir Barashi, my time at Rav Chista, where does it get from? Dichtiv, v'lakchashte torim, this is the oledet. If she's not wealthy enough, she takes two birds. So when she takes it, echad ola v'chad chatat, or v'yasa kohen et achad, this is with a mitzora, asa kohen echad, sorry, this is with a mitzora, v'asa kohen et ha-echad chatat v'et ha-echad ola, this is, sorry, a zava, and there it's v'asa kohen, one's a kohen, ola, one's a chatat. Obli kechad v'alim, asa kohen. There we go. The two places where the Torah talks about distinguishing and defining Olan Chatat are at those two junctures. Meitav, watch the challenge. V'yasau Chatat. This is the Sa'ir Lashem on Yom Kippur. Ha-goral oseu Chatat, v'en Hashem oseu Chatat. What makes it a Chatat? The goral. Not calling it by name. Calling it by name is just after the goral. V'en Kohen oseu Chatat. And the Kohen's declaration doesn't make it. Shiachol, I might have thought Valodinu. It's a Kal v'chomer. In a place where you have no goral, like everywhere else in Kodshim, you're calling it by name is Mekadesh. It makom shekadesh goral and din shekadesh shem. So certainly where goral works, the shem should work. Therefore the Torah says, it makes it a chatat, meaning ha goral oseu chatat, vein ha-shem oseu chatat. It's only goral that makes that. Now, Ktani Shem do me the goral. The Shem and the goral presented sort of as parallels. Ma goral lav lekichav lav vasiyah. When is the goral? It's not when you buy the goats, and it's also not when you perform the goats. It's in the middle. Af Hashem nami lav lekichav lav vasiyah. So therefore, kriyat Shem and designation of an animal, it's not when you buy it, and not, it's not when you shecht it or do its process, but it's somewhere in the middle. So why do you say that, why does Rachista say that the birds can only be assigned chatat and olah at one of those two extreme junctures? So Rav Achikamar, Mab Malkam Shalokidesh Hagrab Liki Chatbal Mesiat Kohen. So now Rav says, look at that bright a little differently. In a place where the goral doesn't affect it, which is when you buy the birds or when the kohen does them, Kidesh Hashem, nonetheless the shame works at that were Ibn Kabam Obi Yasar Kohen at that juncture. Kanshi Kadesha Kadesha Goral Shaliki Khab Shlobasiya, here where the Goral works at some midpoint, Tinshi Kadesha Shem Likihabasiya, so certainly the shame should work at one of those extreme points. That's the piece that they're trying to say, that the goat should already be defined when you buy them or much later at the end. Tamalova Sao Khatad, Goral Sa Khatad, Shem Sao Khatad. Good. Maitive, watch this challenge. Matame Mikdash Ani. So somebody is a Metame Mikdash, we had this earlier, but a slight difference. She refreshma ot the kino, not that he set aside a nest, but he set aside money for a nest, because he's at that middle level. He got wealthy, and then he said, okay, this money is for my chatat, and this money is for my olah. So he adds to the money that he set aside for the chatat, he adds to that what he has to bring for the kispa, because he's now rich. The money for the olah goes to Ndavah. It doesn't count. Now that means that his designating the money was valid and meaningful. But this happened not at the time of buying, because he hadn't yet bought it, and certainly not at the time of asiyah, because there are no birds. He didn't buy birds. And we see that the distinction is valid. So Sheshet, Tispura, Matnita, Mitakantahi, is that brighter really in good shape? Diktani v'ashir v'chaka chamar? He got wealthy and then he designated it? So if you're an ashir and you brought a korban ani lo yatza, as you saw at the top of the amud, and therefore his statement shouldn't be meaningful at all if he set aside the money, then got rich, and then decided which is an olah which is a chatat, they should all be for an animal. It must be interpreted that he said it before he got rich. Good, so he said it at the time that he took the money aside. Good, so every one of the challenges that seems to indicate that we identify the animal's purpose at some midpoint, we could really backdate and say it was at the original point. Of Chagra Mashiach Damar Yatza, he says that if a rich person brought a korban ani his yotzei my ikal lememar, so then we have a problem because this fellow really could have done it, could have become Ashir and then said it, and that would certainly be a midpoint. So Tani v'chakach l'kach v'yamar, so still it could, just because you could be Yotzei, if you're a rich guy who brings birds, doesn't mean that in that case, he first became rich and then said it, which would mean then that it was at a midpoint. It could be he identified it and then he became rich. Right? Now, the way they're rereading it here is that at some later point he became wealthier and then he used the money and he bought them, and then when he bought them he identified which is which. Okay, Meitevei Mitzorani Shevi Korban Ashir. You have a Mitzorani who wants to bring a proper korban with three animals, three mammals, Yatsa. Ashir Shevi Korban Ani Lo Yatsa. Tiyuvta of Chagor Roshaya. So that just tells of Chagor Roshaya, which is that if you're a rich person who brings a korban ani, you're not yotzei. Amalach shani gab mitzora demit rachmana zot. In the case of mitzora, you're right that a wealthy guy can't bring a poor korban because it's zot. Tia torah mitzora b'mashita lo zot torah mitzora shalot asig yado b'taharato. This is the law only for the person who really can't afford it. Siachya for the mitzora ani nami shavi korban ashir lo yatsa. So it should be flipped also that a poor guy somehow scrimps and saves and brings a korban ashir, it shouldn't work. The answer is lie. You're right. Ha hadre kra torat. because Torah says Zot Torah to Mitzorah, the time Torah to Lavot Mitzorah Nishavi Kurban Hashir. So indeed, the Torah goes out of its way to be meraben to extend the possibility of bringing a proper korban even for a guy who could have a cheaper out. So I might think it works in the reverse. Tamalomar zot, meaning it's only for him. So why don't we then infer back and forth? Amar krav im dal huve in yadom asegin. He's poor and he really can't afford it. Meaning mitzorahu da ashir shavi korban ani hu lo yatsa. It's in the case. This is Rav Chaga's defense. It's in the case only of a mitzorah who is wealthy and brings the korban ani that it doesn't work because of the word v'im dal huve in yadom asegin. But Ashir Shavi Korbanani Yatzab, Rav Chaga will say, but that doesn't apply to another one of the Olaviyorades. If he's wealthy and he brought one of the poor Korbanot, he still would be Yotze. Okay, the final Mishnah in the Masechet, Rav Shimon Omer, Kvasim Kodmin Eta Izim B'chol Makom, meaning in Psukim, you always find Keves Ve'ez, always in that order. Chom Neshim V'chavim, I think it's because lambs are better than goats. Tavadomar, V'im Keves Yavi Korban Lachatat, meaning V'im keves or v'im eis, meaning you could bring either one of them. Torim kol min levnei ona b'chol makom. Nearly every place says torim or bnei ona in that order. Yachol bnei shem u'b'charim en. I think the older ones are better. Talmud lomar tor bnei ona or tor l'chatat. So you do find sometime that it is in the reverse order. Like what the Medrash says about Moshe and Aharon, that sometimes they're put in the opposite order to say that Shneim Shkulim. Ha'av korim la'im b'chol makom. Fathers are always presented before mothers, nearly always. So Tanakhama's position is that honoring them is something you have to do equally to both. So you have an exception where mother is mentioned first. Of course, the famous Rashi there about why in Moa we put aim first, and kavod, you put the father first. Well, Amru Chachamim, Ma'av Kodem La'im B'chol Makom. Chum said that the father always does come first. Because mother also has to honor father. V'chein B'Talmud Torah. Im Zacha Ben Lifnei Arav. Same thing with Talmud Torah. Im Zacha Ben Lifnei Arav. If the son is more worthy than Arav Kodem Ata'av B'chol Makom, then the master comes before the father. Because both the son and the father have to honor the master if the son is a good student before the master. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we have an interesting Agadah. Arba Tzvachot Tzavcha Azara. There's four different times that the Azara screamed out, as it were. Tzavcha Achad Otziu Mikan Bnei Eli Chofni Pinchas Shetimu Taichal. Get rid of this in Shiloh. Get rid of Chofni Pinchas. Read Shmuel Aleph Perek Bet. And then, of course, Perek Dalad. That have been metame deichal with their terrible behavior. Tzvacha, and that worked, of course. They got killed. Tzvacha shnia, pitchu shari kanes yochanan ben nadavai, tamidosha pinkai, vimalei kreso mikodesh shemayim. This particular coin should come in, let him become a kohen, let him serve in the mikdash, and let him eat lots and lots of kodesh shemayim, fill his stomach, as it were. Amro ben nadavai, that's a little aside, what do we know about him? Shaya ochel arbaste agozalot, he used to eat four sa'ah of birds just for dessert. It's probably a guzma, or the Tosa points out that in other places it's even a bigger number. As long as he lived, there was never no tar, because he always ate everything up. What was the third Christ? Pinchas. Pinchas may be a reference to Pinchas HaKohen from the Chumash. Yishamesh pikuna gdola, let him be kohen gadol. Tzvachar v'i pitchu shem yotziu yisachar ish kfar barkoa. Get rid of this guy Yisachar. Shemachaber atzmo mvazeh kodshe shemayim. He's honoring himself and mvazeh kodshe shemayim. So very much similar that the two on the outside, this fellow is kind of like Chofni Pinchas. Matter of fact, if you look at the end of Perek Bet and Shmuel Aleph, you'll see the terminology is almost the same. And the two in the middle, of course, good guys. And my Avi Avi, what did this guy do? This guy used to put silk around his hands to do the avoda. He didn't want to touch anything. Of course, not only a chatzitza, but it was also degrading. My slikalei, so what happened to him? So, Yanai Malka Malkata Havu Yatvin, a famous story. Yanai, Alexander Yanai, it's around the year 80 BCE. And his wife, Shlom Tzion, Havu Yatvin, they were sitting. Malka Margad Yoyi. The king said, goats are better. Malkata amra imrayai. She said, lambs are better. Amru nishali sachar ish kvar rakai. Ask the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol of Akile Kedera. He knows about food. This is what they thought of the Mikdash, that the Kohen Gadol is a culinary expert. Shalu, they asked him, amale igadiyai yisak litmida. He said, if goats are better, let it be used for the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid's a lamb. They're definitely going against our Mishnah here. Baharina amar achvi biyadeh. As he said it, he made a dismissive movement, gesture with his hand. When Malka, the king said, whoever achvi biyadeh, kutsu liyadeh dimina. So the king said, if that's what he's going to do, so cut off his right hand. Yaiv shachta, so he quietly gave some bribery to the guys who are going to cut it. Katsu all the other is small. They cut off his left hand instead. Shem Malka, the king said, he said, amar likutsu nam liyadeh dimina. So also cut off his right hand. They end up with no hands. Mina kanein mida for covering his hands with the silk when doing the avodah. Yosef Brich Rachmana Neshakli Sachar Ish Kvar Rakai Lemit Fase. Baruch Hashem who took this man to his just rewards. Ravashi Velohave Tanile, and he should have just learned it, none. Kvasim Kvamin Lazim Bachomakom. He should have learned the Mishnah, that even though lambs are always mentioned first, Achom Neshimu Chayim Tabalomar, Vim Kazalmed Shashnehen Shkulin Kachat. It's not because they are desired, more desirable, but just, that's the way the text goes. He didn't even read psukim correctly. Dichtiv im kaves and im eis. The two are presented in the shlomim as equals. So the point is that this fellow was misusing the kahuna gedola, and this guy was behaving badly, and he didn't even do his own learning, and had he, would have saved his arms. Shenema, but tamidei chachamim bring more peace into the world. Shenema b'chomanayich limudei adonai v'rav shlom banayich. And the famous drasha, Al tikre banayich, ela bonayich, hadran alacha mevi asham uslik ala masachet kretot, shakoach to all the lomdim, to all who have studied together with us over these past few weeks, masachet kretot. We'll begin masachet mi'ilai as we near very quickly the end of Seder Kodashim, over the course of the next few weeks. Just one note about the end of this masachet, which shows up also famously at the end of Brachot, and also at the end of Yivamot. Tamidei chachamim rabim shalom ba'olam. So I once heard from a teacher of mine that he said, how can you read marbeh shalom? Marbeh shalom, either there's shalom or there isn't. So the answer is actually pretty straightforward, but Letzorach HaDrash, the question is a valid question. And his answer was very interesting. He said, because the true Talmud Chacham is always in a state of dispute because he feels very passionate about the truth. And therefore, when in the Beit Midrash, he's always going to be pushing for a particular position and pushing against another position. And theoretically, he could come out with hurt feelings and soreness. But real Talmud Chachamim, before they get up from there, make peace, and the opposite. They're even closer as a result of their joint pursuit of truth. And that's why Tamil Chacham Abim Shalom Balam. There's always occasion to make more peace because there's always the potential for conflict. And that really is indeed what happens with Shalom, echoing the Gemara in Kiddushin that says, Chachamim, Anochim Zed Zeba Halacha, that enter Mechamta Shal Torah, but Lo Zazimisham Shenasu Oivim Zelazeh, Lo Zazimisham Ad Shenasu Ohavim Zelazeh. And indeed, the difference between an Oyev, an enemy, and an Ohev, a good friend, a solid friend, is simply Yod and a Hey, and you put the two together, and you got Hashem's name. That the people who work together and strive together and are willing to stand on opposite sides of things because of their strong passion for truth, as long as it's driven by also mutual respect and a mutual love and admiration, in the end up as the strongest Ohavim. We will celebrate together the Siyum of Masachet Kretot. Shakoach, Chen Chen, Leoraita.